My Dark Companion, The Long Road Back from PTSD, Depression and the Brink of Suicide. Written and narrated by Sean O'Gorman. Recorded and produced at Brisbane Audiobook Production. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my two beautiful daughters who saved my life. Until you were born, I didn't know what love was, and you gave me the opportunity to be a much better man. You've shown me how to be loving and connected, and you softened the hard shell I'd built around me. You are the best achievement of my life. Introduction. Warning. If you've experienced post-traumatic stress in your life, then this book will describe incidents, experiences and feelings which may trigger a reaction in you. Equally, if you've served in law enforcement, military or as another first responder, my story may trigger memories of the critical incidents and trauma you've experienced in your own career. Please reach out and get professional help if you need it. This is my story, written from my perspective and my memory. While it is my recollection, it is not necessarily 100% accurate as to the events and situations that I encountered in my life. It is merely how I remember them and how they impacted me. I am not a trained mental health professional, and the opinions and advice I give in this book are solely based on my own experience of what has worked in my life. This is not professional advice, but this is what has helped me turn my life around. I will discuss my family and other people and situations close to me. None of this is to judge anybody in my life, but to merely highlight how we can take what someone else says or does and make it mean something significant to us and our future. I love my parents, my sister, my partner, and my broader family and friends immensely. I have two absolutely amazing daughters who I love more than anything and have given me real purpose and a reason to be my best in life. The combined influence of these people is the reason I am the man I am today. Without the challenges and the obstacles, we never develop into the best possible version of ourselves. I've always felt different from other people, especially when I was growing up. I never really felt like I fitted in anywhere, and I always looked at other kids and wished I was more like them. It is fair to say that I was a shy kid without a lot of confidence, and I was never sure why. I thought that was just who I was. This had a great impact on me emotionally, leaving me feeling very much isolated, alone, and not knowing how to change the way my life was. I felt like this well into my early 40s before I realized I could change the way I thought about myself and my life. As a 51-year-old adult, I now realize that being different and not fitting in is a great thing and something I cherish, explore and develop on a daily basis. I now realize that the different feeling in my life was pushing me towards fulfilling a bigger purpose than just me, that is to help people and make a difference. Through adversity and difficult times in my life, I've developed the resilience, persistence and determination to be able to achieve whatever I put my mind to. After a long battle with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, depression and suicidal thoughts, I spent 15 years resetting myself and learning all I could about personal development, emotional resilience and emotional awareness so I could lead a happier and more peaceful life. I now understand that the process was actually to educate and arm me with the skills and talents necessary to go out and make a huge difference to as many people as I possibly can. For many years from the time I was about 15, I knew this was something I wanted to do, but I never really understood what it meant or how I was going to achieve it. I'm humbled to be sitting here and writing my story with the hope that it resonates with you and somehow assists you to unlock the true potential that lies within you and helps guide you to a real power and control over your environment, your world, and ultimately your life. Sean O'Gorman. Chapter 1, My Dark Companion. Suicidal thoughts are my dark companion. They have been with me since I was quite young, and they turn up at unexpected times and are often triggered by circumstances and environments that don't make much sense to me. It can be quite an insignificant experience or situation that triggers thoughts of, fuck this, it would be easier not to be here. When I was 7, I first heard my dad say that if life got any harder, he would blow his head off. He didn't say it to me, and I do not want anyone to judge him for this comment. I overheard him saying it to himself as I walked back into the shed of our house where he was working on cars, one of his hobbies. As an adult, I realized he was in a dark place in his life where his marriage wasn't working, he had financial pressure, and I'm positive all of the self-worth, fear, and insecurities I had in my life were also constant companions for him. After all, I am my father's son. Couple this with what no doubt was severe PTSD from many violent incidents my dad experienced as a police officer, and I'm not surprised he was really struggling. When I stand back unemotionally, I see where this has all come from. There is strong evidence that it may have been passed down through generations of my family, especially from male to male. I can see similarities in my family where many of the men are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?